It is always true and proper to say, but today it seems easier than ever to promise to you that grace and peace are yours from God our Father and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. It's great that he's risen, but and it's fine for you. You're at the 11 o'clock service, but after having been with our beloved high school choir at our traditional sunrise breakfast, I feel like I have to ask, is there any deep theological reason he couldn't have risen at like 4:30 or noon or something like that? Could all get together after lunch. It'd be really nice, I think. My sermons disappear almost the second I preach them. I forget them. They go into this convenient incinerator somewhere in the back of my mind. But one of our senior choir members was kind enough to remind me that when we gathered to celebrate Christmas, the birth of the bouncing baby Jesus, I ended my sermon with a teaser. You'll never believe how this story ends. Come back on Easter for the exciting conclusion. Well, you made it. Welcome. But if you haven't tuned in to this amazing series, The Life of Jesus, since Christmas, I have terrible news. He died. It was like a super dark series finale. It aired just 2 days ago on Friday, actually. It was really hard to take. But I have good news. The season premiere for the new and never-ending season is today, and the storyline is, he is risen. You don't have to. We've done it. We've done it back and forth. It's nice. I appreciate your partnership. Did you hear the gospel reading, by the way, our Easter gospel? Did you actually hear it? Did you listen to it? I know for me, once the Bible reading starts, it's like, I know what this is. This is the Bible reading. I know this medium, and it just kind of hums in my head, Bible, 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 Bible. We've talked about that. But if you really listen to it, maybe you felt, as I feel, that that's not so Easter-y. This does not feel like an Easter lesson. Let me tell you how the other Gospels end. They're all angelic visitors in dazzling white clothes at the empty tomb. It's, do not be afraid. It's women running full of joy to share the good news far and wide. It's emotionally fulfilling encounters with the resurrected Jesus. It's, peace be with you. It's joyful breakfast reunions on the beach. I'd kind of forgotten that one, but it actually happens. And of course, it's a glorious ascension into heaven. Now that's Easter-y. We can work with that. But what do we get from Mark? How does his story end? Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. Curtain. Womp womp, Mark. What a killjoy. This is why you have people read your work before you publish it. This is a hopeless ending, right? Jesus dead? Terror? Silence? I mean, there is that empty tomb. But still, Mark's last chapter seems like just that, the last chapter. All is finished. It's all over. Towards the end of the 19th century, shortly after this nation had torn itself apart in civil war, a famous chess master from the North by the name of Paul Morphy ventured down to Richmond, Virginia. A wealthy minister, which seems strange to say, welcomed this esteemed visitor into polite society with a dinner invitation. During the meal, the champion, Morphy, noticed this artwork on the wall in the dining room. It was a remarkable scene. At the very gates of hell, two players are locked in a game of chess, presumably for the fate of the soul of one of the players. On this hand is the devil. On this, a mortal man. The devil's pieces are running across the board. The mortal's pieces are few in number and seemingly cornered. And as a high school theater participant, I can now act out for you what the mortal man looked like. And it was despairing. He's like down like this, and his head was down, and his face was in his hand. You get, it was good. I mean, it's a desperate position. You can tell that he's expecting imminent defeat, resigned to the fact that he, perhaps none of us, can beat the devil at his own game. The name of the artwork is Checkmate. Well, all through dinner, Morphy, this chess champion, has his eye on this piece, and after dinner, as they retire to the salon or the parlor, I'm not sure which, I have neither, for brandy, I guess, or schnapps, or I don't know what they would drink, the chess master doesn't follow. Eventually, the host comes back to him and finds him standing right in front of this piece, and he turns to his host and he says, you know, I think you should change the title of this piece of art. Because this isn't checkmate. If you look here, you can notice that the king has one more move to make. He goes on to say, in fact, I think if we set this game up, I could win from the mortal player's position. Well, they didn't have Netflix back then, and I'm assuming the time after dinner was going to be terribly boring, so they set it up and they play. And lo and behold, he does win from this disadvantaged position. It's a fluke, they say. They set it up, he wins again. And again and again, it plays out. The same result. From apparent hopelessness to victory. All because the king, who was supposed to be dead where he stood, had somehow just one more move. In this life, does it ever feel to you like pain and suffering and death are just marching across the board? If you feel that, I and your other pastors here can promise you you're not alone. We get the phone calls. We make the visits. We or our loved ones are afflicted by sickness in our bodies or minds. The world around us seems increasingly chaotic and contentious. And beyond our control, there is so much hatred and anxiety glowing at us out of these screens. And there are so many screens. There are times when those forces can overwhelm us, corner us. And we are truly, not apparently, out of moves. Checkmate. But this is not a loss or a personal moral failure. That is life on this side of paradise. This existence that we enjoy and endure, in which the only certain things are death and taxes. Oh my gosh. We have one more day. Did you file yours? In this life, we will not only approach the gates of hell, sit near to them with our fingers crossed, we will pass through them. All of us will enter into the valley of the shadow of death. All of us, at least once, but most of us many times, as we endure the great despair this world sometimes heaps on our shoulders. But even in that valley, we shall fear no evil. Because Christ the King had one more move when all seemed lost. We can trust. We can know, in fact, with great certainty. That's right. This is a third certain thing, that we are ultimately just passing through these places. That we have not reached our final destination, that we will, in a word, be moving on. In those moments of death and despair, even in those moments, no, especially in those moments, Easter reminds us that Jesus is not done. There is more life.